In this week's Parsha Shoftim, we have at the end of the Parsha, or towards the end of the Parsha rather, the Inyan of Kohen Mashiach Melchama, that he gives a certain speech. First he gives a pep talk to the Jews about how Hashem's with them before they go out to war, and then he says those people who need to come back from the war, whether they built a house or planted a vineyard or betrothed a wife or are afraid, should go back, and then they get ready for war. So it's interesting, if you put two things together, Rashi quotes here two Chazals. Rashi quotes in the very beginning of this paragraph in the Torah, the drasha of Chazal in Masechet Sota, and it says, V'yamar lehem Shema Yisrael. So okay, Shema Yisrael to all of us, sounds reminiscent of the famous Shema Yisrael. So Chazal asks, why does he use the lashon of Shema Yisrael, which is obviously meant to evoke the Kriya Shema? So Rashi goes to Chazal that he's telling him, Shema Yisrael, even if you only have the schar of saying Shema Yisrael, right? Even if you're not so stark and you're not so makbel and everything, you know, you're like those Jews who get up in the morning, slap on their tefillin for 3.5 minutes, say a quick Kriya Shema, and then go to work and don't necessarily worry about all the Pesukei de Zimra and about going to Minyan and about all the finer details of the halacha. But you just say Shema Yisrael. You don't say Asher Yotzer, but you say Shema Yisrael. Says that's a good enough excuse for Hashem to save you. Hashem is with you, even if you just say Shema Yisrael, even if you don't do all the mitzvahs. Okay, I'm a kabbal. Sounds good. But the problem is at the end of the parsha, Rashi quotes two opinions: Machlokes Rabbi Yosef, Lilim Rabbi Akiva, Mihaish Hayorei Verach Halevav Yelech VYoshev Leveso, who is afraid to go home. And Rashi quotes both the opinions of the Tanaim, not only the opinion that means someone who's literally afraid of the war and, you know, can't handle the physical stress, but Rashi quotes even second, I think, Rashi quotes the Dea of Rabbi Yosef Lili, that it means whoever's afraid of Avera should be Yado. Whoever did an Avera should go home. Because you'll be killed in war if you did an Avera. If you did an Avera, you should go home. And the Yerushalmi even goes so far as to say, even a small Avera. Even talking, you know, bein tefillah letefillah, between the tefillin or between the parts of davening, etc. Even did a small Avera, you should go home. So I always thought it was a steer in Rashi. First says, if you just say Shema Yisrael, even if you don't do all the other mitzvot, then you're a big tzaddik, and Hashem will take care of you. And then at the end he says, even if you did one Avera, then you should go home because Hashem's not going to be on your side because you're a big Rasha. So what's Pshat and Rashi? Which is really coming from Chazal. If you assume all these Chazals, these two Gemaras are agreeing, which Rashi seems to, then what's Pshat? So I thought maybe the answer is, you know, who's talking and to whom? V'yamar lehem Shema Yisrael is the Kohen looking at Am Yisrael. Miha Isha Yor V'Achaleivav is telling everyone to do a Cheshbon and Nefesh for yourself. When I do a Cheshbon and Nefesh for myself, I have to be Machbin on myself. I can't say, I say Kriya Shema, I'm an okay Jew, you know, I'm not going to go to hell, I'm still Orthodox, it's okay, I don't go to work on Shabbos, so I'm good enough. When you do a Cheshbon and Nefesh on yourself, you have to worry about even talking in the wrong part of davening. You have to make sure you do Kal Kamur, Taryag Mitzvos, B'chol Proteim, Diktukeyem. It's not enough to say, I don't sweat the small stuff, and as long as I'm a decent Jew, that's good enough. When you do a Cheshbon Nefesh on yourself, to think, it's Elul, Avai Yori Varach Alevav, and we all are, or we all should be, because when you do a Cheshbon Nefesh on yourself, you have to be didactic on everything. The problem is that sometimes people, they learn to be very stark and to be very big Bali Musar and to do a big Cheshbon Nefesh to themselves, and then they go out and look at everyone else and do the same Cheshbon Nefesh than everyone else and say, you're all no good, Am Yisrael is worthless because look at all these things they do wrong. And the Torah is telling us, no, on yourself do a Cheshbon Nefesh, Chazal tell us. But if you're looking at Klal Yisrael, then let them do their own Cheshbon and Nefesh when they're ready to. But don't do the Cheshbon and Nefesh for their Nefesh. Then say, Shema Yisrael Taka. Maybe you don't do everything right. But look at these wonderful Yidden who say Shema Yisrael and remind themselves of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Avas Hashem every day in V'dibartabam. Okay, maybe they don't do V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levav V'chol Nafshecha Modecha yet. But they say it every day, which means they're fundamentally committed. Maybe they don't do V'dibartabam Shiftcha V'esecha V'lech V'aderech V'shachu Kumecha yet. But they say it twice a day, so obviously they're on their way and they're on the path. When you look at Klal Yisrael, you have to look for the good Nakuda, find one good Nakuda, and judge them based on that. When you're doing Cheshbon Nefesh yourself, then you can be Machmer, but you have to realize that just because you're Machmer on yourself doesn't mean you have to be Machmer on other people, and you still have to look at other people's charity and find the good Nakudos and judge them as Tzaddikim based on that. Shabbat Shalom.